Hi, my name is Alan from LNB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about something special. I'll be talking about the Greater Southern Waterfront, an upcoming housing development in this area. I came upon this topic only after doing some site study on the Telok Blangah Road Government Land Sale Program for the first half of 2025. I accidentally chanced upon the former Keppel Club and golf course in the Greater Southern Waterfront. Massive site clearance was underway to prepare the land for future high-rise development. Plot ratio are even assigned for each parcel of land. This means there is an upcoming housing development that will take place very soon. This is an interesting topic worth talking about as it concerns most Singaporeans. Without further ado, let's head straight to the discussion. If you can recall, our former Prime Minister, Mr. Lee Hsien Loong, has said in his 2019 National Day rally regarding the Greater Southern Waterfront. He had mentioned that this is an upcoming future development in Singapore. It extends from Pasir Panjang to Marina East. It will be transformed into a new major gateway and location for urban living along Singapore's southern coast. Development will take place in phases, starting with the former Pasir Panjang Power District, Keppel Club, and Mount Faber in the next 5 to 10 years. In short, the Greater Southern Waterfront is the gateway to future live, work, and play. URA mentioned that the development of the site will respond sensitively to its existing context and topography. It will also be guided by a comprehensive green and blue plan that will complement the nearby Berlayer Creek and Labrador Park. The neighborhood will be walkable and well connected to public transport norms and amenities. You also further mentioned that the former Keppel Club site will be redeveloped into a new residential precinct. Future residents will enjoy convenient access to the waterfront, nature, and two MRT stations, namely Labrador and Telok Blangah MRT station. Anyway, this is the picture of the former Keppel Golf Course I took from Google Maps. We can see that the golf course occupied a massive site. It's likely taken before 2022. Straits Times have reported that Keppel Club to move to a new golf course by end 2022 to make way for HDB flat in the Greater Southern Waterfront. When Keppel Club lease expire, the 48-hectare site will be redeveloped to house around 9,000 public and private housing units. The first build-to-order project will be launched for sale within 3 years, say National Development Minister Desmond Lee, back in April 2022. When I was there a few weeks ago, I happened to go up to one of the HDB flats in Telok Blangah to take some photographs. And this is what I saw. Earthwork has already commenced to remove the trees. Excavation work are carried out by both machines and workers. To the extreme left is Harbourfront Centre, and next to it is Caribbean at Keppel Bay, the Reflection at Keppel Bay. From afar, we can even see pockets of sea view. This is a huge site. I hardly see land clearance done on such a large scale since Tengah New Town. To the right is Berlayer Creek and some of the forested area I think will be preserved too. A quick look into the URA master plan will reveal this. URA has designated plot ratio to the above sites from 1.4 to 3.5 to 4.7. This means future housing development will take place very soon. Those fronting the sea or waterway will likely be zoned for private condos. Those facing inwards would likely be used for public housing. On this note, I want to say something. I'm glad that the authority has listened to Singaporeans by providing affordable public housing even in such a prime location. In other countries, sorry ho, such prime sites are reserved only for the elites. That is why Singapore may not be perfect in every way, but I think we get it right for our public housing. The flats in this area will most likely be used for Prime Location Public Housing Model, or PLH. For those that don't know what is PLH, it means flats with better location that are in high demand are categorized under the PLH model. They are usually priced with additional subsidies which will be recovered when the flat is sold in the resale market, to greater priority for married children, to longer MOP period, and integration with public rental flats if it's feasible. Here, I fully support the PLH model. I think this is a fair system. The government intention is very clear. HDB flats have to be inclusive to reach out to all Singaporeans from all walks of life. It will not be healthy that flats in prime location are only eligible for those who can afford them. If we leave the have not out of the equation, Singapore will loan ready. You get what I mean? That is why, regardless of your social status, race, language or religion, everyone will have an equal chance to uplift their life through public housing, even if it's on 99 years leasehold. At the same time, HDB flats are for you to stay in, not for you to speculate on. That's why PLH flats are not allowed to rent out the whole flat even after MOP. If you have plans to upgrade to a private property and hope to rent out your HDB flat, don't need to waste time and go bank table hall. If you had the means to buy a second property, you can always do so by paying the prevailing ABSD. That's why for those that go for PLH flat, if you are young, go for it. Go chase after that rainbow. But if you are those in your late 30s to 40s, always factor in the 10 years MOP period. What age will you be after MOP? Can you still possibly upgrade to a private property with a shorter runway? This also means a significant chunk of HDB upgraders will be off the radar in the next decade or so. Anyway, how much will they be selling for? Well, let's take some reference from last year, October 2024 BTO exercise. Let's use Bayshore Vista Plus Flats as reference. These are the first BTO flats to be launched in the new Bayshore Estate in Bedok. 3-room flats are selling from 369 to 476,000 for the 63 square meter flat. For 4-room flats, they are going around 514 to 694,000. I think we can take some reference from this angle. Here, Telok Blangah has many aging HDB flats that were built in the 1970s. They have a remaining lease of less than 50 years. The estate also has a high proportion of seniors. Fortunately, the newer HDB flat in the area have injected more young families to live in this estate. For flats that are halfway through their lease, I believe many owners will be wondering, what next? In this regard, stay tuned to my upcoming video, Sirs vs. Ver. I will elaborate on this topic in details. Let's take a look at the URA master plan again. URA has already kickstarted the rejuvenation of the Greater Southern Waterfront with the launch of the Telok Blangah GLA site on the far right of this huge parcel of land. It comes with a plot ratio of 4.7. This means up to 740 residential units can be accommodated on this site, the second highest in this area. This also means the development can accommodate a very high-rise residential development. This also set it as the landmark building on both ends of this upcoming district. For any waterfront GLS site like this one, it will always be hotly contested. However, I'm always skeptical about the performance of private properties in this locality. This is the performance of waterfront homes in the Keppel Bay area, which is not too far away. For refresher at Keppel Bay, it was launched back in 2007. Today, prices are unfortunately a negative 5%. I can only say the design and layout play a part in its weak performance. As for Corals at Keppel Bay, it also fared mediocrely at 1% over these years. Some say at current price, they are undervalued for a prime location near Sentosa. As for the newest kids on the block, the Reef at King's Dock has not disappointed and has risen 14% since its launch. Not too bad. At least it has debunked the myth that waterfront properties are not profitable. Anyway, how will the upcoming GLS site affect the resale market in this area? Should we enter now and grab a resale unit? Or should you be waiting for the new home to be launched and profit from it? To part it off, since it's a new year, let me talk briefly on setting a new year resolution. Do you know, every year I set a resolution for myself. I plan out my goals and set up a detailed strategy to achieve it on a daily, weekly, monthly, and ultimately on a yearly basis. I realize not many people really sit down and write down their goals. I feel only a minority 20% set goals in life. And based on the 80-20 rule, only a mere 4% achieve what they set about for the new year. Yearly resolutions are achievable provided you put in effort to do it. The most amazing thing is putting in effort. It's as simple as that. Yet many do not have the self-determination to do it. Whether in self, health, relationship, family, career or finances. Nothing is impossible for 2025. Take baby steps like what I did for years. Ignore the naysayer and just do it. Setting goals will also encourage you to stay motivated each day, because that is ultimately your own life and your own future. I wish everyone have a rewarding year in 2025. May you hang on, voila!